So they give the same tactics. And they say, Rabbi Yossi applies the concept of Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei Ligabe Seif Haminyan. Seif Haminyan. What does Rabbi Yossi say? That if a woman counted 7 clean days, and on the 7th day, in the morning, she made a bikkur, she found herself clean, then she was tivales. And so, and then she saw down, even though she was with her husband, after the trile, and in the same day she saw down, it's not Yisrael of prayer. Why? Because Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei, so it means that this woman completed the count of 7 days. Even though she saw down on the 7th day, but the Mitzvah Sayim, from the sunset, till let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, that constituted a whole day, because of Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei. So he applies the concept of Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei vis-a-vis the Seif Haminyan. Because the 7th day, that marks the conclusion of the minyan. She has to count 7 days. And the question is, did she conclude the minyan of 7 days or not? So, in connection with Seif Haminyan, so Rabbi Yossi applies the concept of Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei. But the Kusim, they were saying that if a woman saw in the Yemei Zive on 3 days in succession down, so on the third day she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So the balance of the Tuesday day, so they considered as the first of the Zayniki. So they applied the concept of Mitzvah Kikulei Ligabe Tchilas Haminyan. That no one does. Rabbi Yossi applies the concept of Mitzvah Kikulei Ligabe Seif Haminyan. By applying the concept of Mitzvah Kikulei, so the seventh day of the Zayin Kikulei is considered as a whole day of Noki. Even though the whole day was not Noki, so he applies it Ligabe Seif Haminyan. But the Kusim, They started to count the day on which she stopped bleeding. She, as the first day of Zayin Nikin. So they apply the concept of Zayin Nikin, of Mitzvah Kikulei, Ligabe Tchilas Haminyan. That is inconceivable. Al pei halacha. Yes?
Is according to Rabbi Yossi, is there anyone who says for the Gemara's Teretz, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you can have a case of a Zohar Gdola if she starts right before Bash Marshals and sees till 73 minutes after?
Yeah, that's right. I mentioned 73 minutes.
Okay, whatever it is, but according to that, doesn't it assume, according to Rabbi Yossi, that makes us a Lila below?
One second. I'm coming to it. Now you have something that has relevance with Abu Lagbeina. So this shale, whether this is relevant to Ligabe Lagbeina. In other words, what is Lagbeina? Next Monday night, right? Is one allowed to take a haircut next Monday night or only Tuesday morning? So that depends upon the shale whether we say Mitzvah Halayla Kikulei or not. Because Tuesday morning, everybody agrees that we're allowed to take a haircut. Why? Because we have Lamed Gimel days, even though the Cheshbon of Lamed Gimel days will be only if we count Lagbeina itself too. Why? Because of Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei. So there is a portion of the daylight part of the day. But the question is, do we say, can one take a haircut Monday night? If we say that Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei, so then one is allowed to take a haircut on Monday night too. If we say, we don't say Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei, so he's only allowed to take a haircut on Tuesday morning, not on the night. So Gabi haircut is not so relevant, but with Gabi wedding, it becomes an important question in America. So in other words, if we say Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei, so Monday night you can have a wedding. If we don't say Mitzvah Sayim Kikulei, you cannot have a wedding Monday night. So on that point, there is a machlokes v'shem. Now, Rashi is the kashe on the Gemara. I asked you to go over the sugim psochim. You can't know the whole Indian without going home by yourself. The sugi in Psochim and the sugi in Nozim. Not this one. So Rashi is the Kashi and the Gemore, or the Gemore is the Kashi, according to Rabbi Yisi. How can we visualize this on the daily? So the Gemore has to give to Rutzin. Either she passed, or she saw, she had Ries, Binash Moshes. So that also involves something unusual. She passed certainly involves a very unusual situation. I mean, the woman who keeps on having a flow of dam for 3 days in succession, I mean, she's a very sick woman. But even the teretz, the ukinte of Binash Moshe, so that means it must be a long year. Why couldn't the Gemore, so Rashi asks, why couldn't the Gemore visualize a din of his Ovik Dele? According to Rabbi Yisi, very simple. She saw Mitzoy Shabbos at 8 p.m. Let's say Mitzoy Shabbos starts at 6 p.m. So she had one day, Mitzoy Shabbos, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. And then she had another year. She had Sunday night at 9 p.m. And then Monday night. So then she's his Ovik Dele. Why didn't the Gemara give that to Kimte? So Rashi says, no, the Gemara couldn't give that to Kimte. That we can visualize his Ovik Dele, according to Rabbi Yisi, if at 9 p.m. Mitzoy Shabbos she saw down, and at 9 p.m. Sunday night, and at 9 p.m. Monday night. Because just as we say Mikzas Ayel Kikule, so we say Mikzas Ayel Kikule too. So Mikzas Ayel Kikule too. Let's say at 6 p.m. Sunday. So maybe the 3-hour interval, the initial portion of the Monday day, because the Monday day begins at 6 p.m. Sunday evening. So the initial portion of the Monday day, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., was a clean day. So she already fulfilled the Indian of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. What if a woman sees on Sunday morning? And then, so she has to observe one clean day Monday. And Monday was clean. Then Tuesday she again sees. And Wednesday was a clean day. Thursday she again sees. She doesn't become his Ovik Dele. Why not? Because she saw Sunday, so she realized a shimu of Yom Kineged Yom. The Monday day was the shimu Kineged Rie of Sunday. And then Tuesday she again became his Ovik Tane, because there is no tzilu since there was a shimu. So the Mele Rashi says the reason as to why the Gemore has to visualize an unusual case of Shifas, or where she had Ries, long Ries with Ashmoshes, and the Gemore didn't mention the case where she saw, let's say, Mitzvah Shabbos, and she says she saw Sunday night, and she saw Monday night, because if she saw Mitzvah Shabbos, and she saw Sunday night at 9 p.m., so the initial portion from 6 p.m. Sunday to 9 p.m., that's the initial portion of the Monday day, Mitzvah Shalayla Kikule. So Mele, it is just as if a woman saw Sunday and didn't see Monday, and saw Tuesday. So there is already a shimu of Yom Kineged Yom. Because of Mikzas Halayla Kikule. So then, Tesves and Ovi Shemin point out, according to Rashi, so we say Mikzas Halayla Kikule. Mikzas Halayla Kikule. And according to Rashi, so a woman can be developed in the night time. And the Mishnah Megillah says that a woman cannot be developed in the night time. Let's say if you had a Zovik Tane, she saw down, let's say on Sunday morning. So she has to be a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Suppose she didn't see any dam on Monday, Sunday night, and on Monday, but she was developed before dawn. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, it's not a good feeling, because the Shimu has to be realized in the daylight part of the day, not in the night. But so Tetzvi says that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisi is chilek on the Mishnah Megillah. Anyway, so Rashi says that the reason is why the Gemara had to mention this case of Shifas of Inash Moshes, which is relatively unusual, and the Gemara didn't mention a simple case, a very usual case, where the woman saw Mitzvah Shabbos at 9 p.m. and Sunday 9 p.m., Sunday night 9 p.m. and Monday night 9 p.m., because in such a case, according to Rabbi Yisi, she wouldn't become Mitzvah Dele. Because if she saw Mitzvah Shabbos, so she became Mitzvah Tani, then she did not see from the beginning of the Monday day, from 6 p.m. Sunday night till 9 p.m. Sunday night. So it's Mitzvah Kikule. So she had a Shimo Yain Kinegat Yain. Then when she sees at 9 o'clock, so it's a new Riyah, like a second Riyah, the third day, a contrabase. But Tesis is Chelik, and Tesis Shite is that we don't say Mixas Alayla Kikule. We only say Mixas Hayim Kikule. We do not say Mixas Alayla Kikule. So Mele. So the question is, why does the Gemara have to mention unusual situations in which we can visualize, according to the cases of Zobedele, why doesn't the Gemara mention a very simple case? So Rav Netan, now, it's Tav Samer tests. No, that I know on the base. So, for any in Machadosa, that I know on the base. The last day is this. For any in Machadosa, the top of the area, the sphere is there, but sphere. כי דיקום הביגמורה, בשום מתפילה, סלילה שהיא מתפילה. מכאן קושי, בפירוש רשא שפירי ובייס נסבוכים, בפסוכים, בגזלים, דיקום על רבי יסי, דיקום המסעיין כיקולי, וזו בשבוע עשה בשבי שבוע אין סיסרס לך התפילה, ופה לחוסם, אלו זו בגמורה, איך משכחס לו, ומשנה בשיפס, אין אמה בלילה, בשני בין השמושס, ופירוש רשא, הודו משנה בלילה בלילס, משמדום המסעיין כיקולי, לילה חשיב וספירי, וליצור לכם לשחר לדבי, ואשתי קושי, אם כי מסליס נלג רבי יסי, וכי מסליס נלגי לפרק הקירי, נתנם כולם שעושו מלו שם לשחר, כושה, משמע לילה לאב וספירי, ומפורש רמתם. So Ramtam Shite is that we don't say Mixas Alayla Kikulei. We only say Mixas Hayem Kikulei, not Mixas Alayla Kikulei. So then the Kashi is, why does the Gemara have to mention an unusual situation? Why does the Gemara mention a very simple case? Umforash Ramtam, Doroche Porech, Zove Bimome Echem Shkachslo, Midichsif Kol Yimei Zeif Tumoso, Amrinu Ikamon, Ema Bimome Tebe Zove, Mashman Beri Asiru, Yomim Hinasi Zove, Mie. Oh, so Ramtam gives it a Teretz, because we see from the Pasik, that there is a possibility for a Zovik delay. Of course, according to Rabbi Yisi, we can visualize a Zovik delay if the Rias took place at night. But since the Torah says, Kol Yimei Zeif Temoso, so the Gemara deduces from that it's possible for a woman to become a Zovik even if the Rias didn't, even if she didn't have any Rias in the night, but only in the daylight. So, because the Torah says, Kol Yimei Zeif Temoso. So, a woman can become Zoveh by having Rias in the night, by 3 nights in succession, or by 3 days in succession, or by night or the day in succession. And it doesn't make any difference. Because the night is part of the day. The day follows the night. But we see that it's possible that a woman can become his Zovik Dele even if she had no rias in the night time, only in the daytime. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara had to mention an unusual case. An unusual case of Benash Moshes. That's how the time starts. Then the Ri gives a teret, the Ri beforesh, Zovik Mura Rabbi Yisi Chemishkachas Lo, Kim Vyisle Rabbi Yisi, Mixas Hayim Kikulei, Bitchilas Hayim, Dikom Al Zovoreye Bishvi Yishalei, Eni Seiseya, הסחול הסיין, וישנים זיין, הועדין עמד הסיפה יין כיקולי. ואפילו רוע עשות הלילו, מה בכך? מכל מוקי, מקצת סיין כיקולי, וסיפה יין להם שימו. So the Rii gives a very simple text. And the question arises, why is it that Rashi was forced to come to the conclusion that we say Mrs. Alayla Kikulei, and Rav Netam had to give such a teretz that the Gemara only wanted to know how can we visualize a Zovik Dele according to Rabbi Yisi with Rias exclusively in the daytime. Not that the Gemara didn't know how is it possible to visualize a Zovik Dele. The Gemara knew that it's a very simple thing. If she saw, if she saw, if she had rias in the night. But the mother wanted to know, how can we visualize a case of Izomik Dele exclusively on the basis of rias in the daylight? Why couldn't they give the rias teret? The rias teret seems very simple. The rias gives a very simple teret. He says that the reason is why the Gemara cannot give the teret that we can visualize a case of Izomik Dele. If the woman, let's say, saw one rias between Shabbos 9 p.m., a second rias, Sunday night 9 p.m., a third rias, Monday night 9 p.m. Why? Because in that case, because just as Rabbi Yossi says, that Chilas Hayei is considered, the initial portion of the day, is constitutes a whole day, and because of that, if a woman made a bdike on the seventh day of the Zayin Nikin, and she found herself clean, so she can be tevelis, midraisi, she can be tevelis and she be teres l'balo, and with a subsequent three in the same day, not with Sunday, because it will not be seisal mafreya. Why? Because even if she sees dam in the afternoon of the seventh day, but she didn't see any dam in the initial portion of the seventh day, so the tchilas hayei constitutes the whole day. So the final portion of the day, the final portion of the day also constitutes the whole day. So the Gemara couldn't say that we visualize a case of mikzas of Zomik Dele according to Rabbi Yossi in the case where she saw dam 9 p.m. between Shabbos, 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Monday night, because in that case she will not become Zomik Dele. Because if she sees dam mitzvah Shabbos 9 p.m. and then from 9 p.m. till the sunset of Sunday, she doesn't see any dam. So the mele, this final portion from 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos till 6 p.m. Sunday is a whole day, a clean day. So it's a Yom Shivo. So it's like a woman seeing dam on Sunday and then seeing a clean day Monday. So it constitutes a Shivo. So then if she sees dam again Tuesday, it cannot be Mitzvah with the day of Sunday. So maybe the Gemara couldn't say that we visualize according to Rabbi Yossi a case of Izomik Dele if the woman saw dam 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos and then she saw 9 p.m. Sunday. So then from 9 p.m. Sunday till Mitzvah Shabbos till 6 p.m. assuming the sunset is 6 p.m. Sunday, you have a Mitzvah Hayei. You have the final portion. So just as Rabbi Yossi considers the initial portion, just as according to Rabbi Yossi, the initial portion of the day is Kikulei, so the final portion of the day is also Kikulei. That seems to be a very good answer. Why did Rashi have to... how did Rashi come to the conclusion because of that Kashi to a big Chidesh, and why did Rabbi Tam didn't agree with Rashi's Chidesh that makes Salah Kikulei? Because he has Rashi from the Mishnah Megillah. So because of that, he gave such a teretz that the Gemara's kasha was, how can we visualize a Izomik Dele on the basis of rias exclusively in the daylight? I mean, why didn't Rabbi Tam give the rias teretz? The answer is, Rabbi Tam and Rashi both held that the rias teretz is not sound. Why isn't the rias teretz sound? Because Rashi and Rabbi Tam hold that Rabbi Yossi only applies the concept of mikzas hayim kikulei ligabe the initial portion of the day, but not ligabe the final portion of the day. And please don't mix it up with what Teisa says, that the Kusim apply the concept of mixes ayin kikule ligabe the tchilas minyan, and Rabbi Yossi only applies it ligabe sof minyan. That's two separate things. So what Rashi, what the Ri says, and what Rabbi Tam says, both relate to the seif minyan, but the question is, according to Rashi and Rabbi Tam, the whole halacha of mikzas hayim kikulei is shayach ligabi the initial portion of the day. It's not shayach ligabi the final portion of the day. And there is a very good cogent logical reason for it. Because Rabbonon don't apply the concept of mikzas hayim kikulei. A day means a whole day, not a portion of the day. But Rabbi Yossi says, a portion of the day is also a whole day. But at least that portion, that mikzas has to be clean. But if that portion itself is not clean, So how can we say Mixas Hayim Kikula, we have a clean day? So we made it. Rabbi Yisi, according to Rashi, and according to Rav Netan, Rabbi Yisi says that if a woman made a bdikah on the seventh day of the Zayin Kikim, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, on the seventh day, and she found herself clean, and then she was developed, and then she saw Dam at 1 o'clock, so she doesn't become Tomei Mimafreya, she becomes Tomei Mikamaha. But up to 1 from the Tvile, let's say the Tvile was 12, and 1 she saw new Dam, so she's a tail. She's with Tennis Lebailo within that hour. She's with Tennis Midrais. Why? Because Mikzas Ayem Kikule. Which Mikzas? The initial portion of the 7th day. Now, the initial portion of the 7th day was not as yet contaminated with Dam. So, Mimele, that Mikzas is a clean Mikzas. So, and the question is whether that clean Mikzas is considered like a whole day or not. So, the Rabbanan say no. Rabbi Yisi says yes. Mashein kein, in the case where a woman saw Dam at 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos, and then 9 p.m. she saw Dam at 9 p.m. Sunday night, and then she saw Dam at 9 p.m. Monday night. So, at 9 p.m. Monday night. So, the question is, why doesn't the Gemara mention it? Why doesn't the Gemara mention it? So Rashi says, because Mixas Alayla Kikule. Mixas Alayla Kikule. So Mimele, the initial portion from 6 Sunday, 6 p.m. Sunday, till 9 p.m. Sunday night, is a whole day, and that's clean. Because that initial portion, the 3 hours from 6 p.m. Sunday to 9 p.m. Sunday, is not contaminated with any dam. So Mimele, we say Mixas Alayla Kikule, and this is a clean mikzas. We say mikzas al kikulei. So mimele, that would constitute a shimo as against the rie that she saw at 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos. That's Rashi's teretz. The Rambam says no. We don't say mikzas al kikulei. So why doesn't the Gemara mention that case where she saw Dam 9 p.m. on Mitzvah Shabbos, 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. on the night? So Rambam says the Gemara could have mentioned it. But the reason as to why the Gemara did not mention it, because the Gemara wanted to know how can we visualize his Omigdele, according to Rabbi Yisi, on the basis of Rias exclusively in daylight. But in Chaname, if it's not exclusively in daylight, so the Gemara knew that we can visualize. So, but he says no. The Gemara was not interested in his own daily on the basis of exclusive rias in the daylight. The Gemara wanted to know, how can we visualize? Whether it's in the daylight or in the night time, how can we visualize? So the Gemara couldn't say, we can visualize it in the case where she's had the rias down, 9 p.m. is a Shabbos, 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Monday night. Because if she saw at 9 p.m. Sunday night, I mean Mitzvah Shabbos, and then she saw again at 9 p.m. Sunday night, so the final portion from 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos until 6 p.m. Sunday evening is a whole day. So that is a Yom Shimo. So it's then, and then she sees again at 9 p.m. Sunday night, it's like a woman seeing Dam on Sunday and not seeing and having a full clean day Monday and seeing Dam again Tuesday. So it cannot be Mitzuret because she has to have the rias on 3 days successively. She says, why doesn't Rav Netam give the teretz? Rav Netam says, no, the interval between 9 p.m. Mitzuret Shabbos until 6 p.m. Sunday evening does not constitute a whole day, because this mikzas. This mikzas itself, this mikzas of 21 hours, is a contaminated mikzas. The mikzas is not lucky. So remember, how can we say kikule? So what is the misteret that according to Rav Yisi, that we say mikzas ayin kikule? So even though the initial portion of the day is not lucky, as long as there was no rie in the final portion, so you can apply the aloha of Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So that's the machlokes. Now, Tesis, what Tesis says here is something else. What Tesis says here is that the kusim apply the aloche of mitzayim kikulei ligabei the tchilas aminyan, and that's inconceivable. But Rabbi Yossi applies the concept of mitzayim kikulei ligabei zivanim. Now, this status that Tesis gives is mentioned by all Rishonim, except the Tesis Rosh. The Tesis Rosh, he says in Mikhidesh, he says in Achanan, Rabbi Yossi has the same sheet as the Kusim. But we don't pass on Rabbi Yossi. It's a very strange sheet. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Tesis Rosh, so according to Rabbi Yossi, we apply the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei, not only Ligabi Seima Miyen, but Ligabi Tchilas Aminyan also. And the contrary, he says, that there is more reason to apply the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei, Ligabi Tchilas Aminyan, than there is Ligabi Seima Miyen. So if Rabbi Yossi applied the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei, Ligabi Seima Miyen, certainly Ligabi Tchilas Aminyan. But he's the only Rishi. All the other Rishayim say agree with this. Right. But then we see a machlokes Rishonim as to whether we can apply the concept of mitzayim kikulei according to Rabbi Yossi ligabi the final portion of the day. According to Rashi and Rabbi Natan, we can only apply the concept of mitzayim kikulei vis-a-vis the initial portion of the day. According to the Ri, not only can we apply the concept of mitzayim kikulei vis-a-vis the initial portion of the day, we can apply the concept of mitzayim kikulei even vis-a-vis the final portion of the day. And then we have a machlokes between Rashi and the other Rishonim, whether we say mixes a lot.
What I said to two, I mean after the Shia, not in this Medrash, not in the Shia, but I saw that all the Rishonim don't explain that Rashi that way. In other words, in regard to the Rashi, the letter Shefazera, Kishishim Shobizei, the Poskol, is here in Maze. So I mentioned in this Medrash to someone that Rashi does not necessarily have to mean Shimsho Bizei Bisa. Rashi could be explained because Shimsho Bizei means that she was Mishameshes in Yimei Zivo, because every woman, so whether she's Muteres Lebailo or Asur Lebailo, so the Yomim are classified into Yimei Nida Yimei Zivo. But I saw that Rishonim, the Tesis Rosh and the Ran, they all assume that since Rashi says Shimshabizei, that it doesn't mean just she was Mishameshes in Yimei Zivo, but before she saw that. But it means Shimshabizei, that she was Mishameshes after she became Zob. And the reason as to why they understood Rashi that way is because Rashi says Uposko. So if Rashi has reference to a case where she was Mishameshes B'Isa, then we understand as to why he says Uposko. But if Rashi has reference to a case where she was Mishameshes B'Heter, in other words, let's say she was Mishameshes B'Tzoyin Shabbos, but it was Yemei Zivo, and then Sunday, the same day, many hours later, on the same day, she saw that. So then, why does he say Uposko? First, he has to let us know that she saw that, and then he should let us know she stopped seeing that. So, if we say that Shimsha Bizeiv means she was already Zobigdela, so Mele, he already mentioned that she saw that on 3 days in succession. So that's why Rashi says Uposko. But so, I mean, that was a mistake on my part when I said that Rashi could be explained Shimsha Bizeiv behet. All right, so, because all the Rishonim say, that it's Rosh, the Ram. So they say that Rashi applies this Gemara to a case of Shimsha B'Isa. Was Shimsha B'Isa. All right. Now, Teisa says, Eimeri, the Mishkachas B'Shimsha B'Heter, Shetister al Diplete, Achar Riaz Gimu Yon Ritzoni, the Kaimelon Kirabonon, B'ferik Rabbi Akiva. B'binon sheish enish leimus. In other words, contrary, so. Contrary, so Rashi's pshat, Midrashim Abayit, I was wrong. So Rashi applies this Gemara. Rashi applies this Gemara to a case of Shimshon B'Yisra. Why does Rashi apply it to a case of Shimshon B'Yisra? Because there are a number of Tanoim in the Gemara in Shabbos. Until when is Kuleta Shechvazera Tmei? In other words, of course, it depends upon the question as to whether the Shechvazera is still capable. So it's still capable of fertilizing. But it's not mistaber that the different days in the Tanoim I represent the machlikes and the question of mitzias. This is the question of mitzias. But the answer is, as I said last time, in other words, sometimes, let's say, if it is, let's say, there are several days among the Tanoim. According to one Tane, so Pulete Shechvazera is if, now here is the Gemara in Shabbos. Ma'ir ipulete shechvazer rabbi yim ha-shlishi shi'itmeyo shenemari yim ha-chini mu-shlishis yom. So that means, so the way it's mentioned in the Mishneh, so it doesn't depend upon a certain number of hours, but upon a certain number of days. So, in other words, if, let's say, she was Mishameshes Mitoso on Sunday, now Mitzvah Shabbos also is Sunday, and then she was Pilet, so we give her 3 days. So that means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So if she's Piletis, the Shechvazera on Tuesday, so she's male. If she's Piletis Tuesday night, she's tail. And it doesn't make any difference, according to the Nekami, as to whether she was Mishameshes Mitzoyi Shabbos, or she was Mishametes just half an hour before Shkia or something. It depends upon the number of days. Even though, it is a Dolma Poshut that scientifically it doesn't depend upon the number of days. It depends upon the number of hours, not upon the number of days. But this is, as I said before, in other words, sometimes it is capable of fertilizing an egg cell, but it's not likely to fertilize an egg cell. So the halacha has to be kiveya. What is considered, when does it have a din of Shechvazera, and when does it cease to have a din of Shechvazera? So even though there is a remote possibility that this Shechvazera can still fertilize an egg cell, but al-Pedin, he does not have a chaliz din Shechvazera. So, and all the Tanoim deduce it from the Psukim in connection with Matan Torah. I'll teach you a lesson. So the question is, what does it mean in the Chim L'Shlishis Yom? So Memele, that's the Shaila, it's not the Machlokes and Mitzias. As far as the Mitzias is concerned, it certainly depends upon a certain number of hours. But we deduce it from the Psukim, so the question is, when Al-Pedim does it have a Chaliz Din Shechvazera, and when not? So, what the Tanakhama says that it depends upon the 3 days, not upon any number of hours. So if she was Piletes, Shechvazera being Mashlishi, so she's Tmeyo. So in other words, if she was Mishameshes Mitosa on Sunday, and if she was Piletes Shechvazera on Tuesday, so she's Tmeyo. But if she was Piletes Shechvazera Tuesday night, she's Tmeyo. Then the Gemara says, Reishin Loikra Vazam Nazari. Because, according to Rabbi Zabar Nazariye, Piletes being Mashlishi is Tmeyo. Only being Mashem. So according to Rabbi Nazariye, if she was Mishameshet Mitosa on Sunday, and she was Pilete Shechvazera on Tuesday, so she stayed home. If she was Pilete Shechvazera on Monday, so she stayed. Alright. Then the more sites it rise. Toner Rabbanon. Peleta Shikhvazera Bima Shlishi Teiro. Divi Rebbe Zeb Nazari. So it depends upon a certain number of days. If she's Peleta on the second day, so she's Meir. On the third day, she's Teiro. Rebbe Shmuel Eimei Pomim Shim Dalet Eineis, Pomim Shim Hei Eineis, Pomim Shim Vov Eineis. So according to Rebbe Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so the halacha is pilete shichva zera b'yom hashlishi is tmei. So it doesn't depend upon a certain number of hours. So sometimes it can be daladeneis, sometimes it can be heineis, and sometimes it can be voveneis. But it doesn't depend upon a number of eneis. One eino is 12 hours. Rabbi Akiva imei leilom heineis. So that means, according to Rabbi Akiva, it depends upon a certain number of hours. Heinis, 5 times 12, 60 hours. 60 hours. Oh, so we have so far, we have how many mandomas? One mandoma, Rabbi Zeb Nazarie, that Apuleti Shechvazer, Rabbi Yimashlishi is Teiro. Then Rabbi Yishmoel, that Yimashlishi is Meyo, but Yimovi is Teiro, but it doesn't depend upon the number of Heinis. And then we have Rabbi Akiva, he says, it's Heinis, 60 hours. Then the Gemara says, that before the days, Omar Afri, Barab, Omar Afri, Hanen, Zudiv Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Akiva, Avel Chachomim, Emrim, Shei, Shei, Shlei, Zbidon. So according to him, it depends upon 6 Heinis. So it all depends when she was Mishamesh Esmitoso. When she was a Mishamesh Esmitoso. So that's the girsay of Russian Tesis. What the cross says, girsay again in Gimelines. So in other words, how many mandomas do we have? We have Rabbi Zeb Nazarie is one, but Peleti Shechvazer B'Yimashlishi is there. We have Rabbi Shmuel, that's two. In other words, the B'Yimashlishi is Meir, a second chite. Rabbi Akiva, 5 Enes, a third chite. And then we have the fourth chite. So according to our girsay of Russian Tesis, so the fourth shite was the Chachonim Voveneis, but the Gersa Sagenim is Gimleinis, and the Rambam has the Gersa Sagenim. Gimagenim. In other words, our practice that a woman has to count 5 days over and above the Zayin Kiyin, or the fifth day, that's an extra chumre, because maybe she will be Mishameshes Mitoso approximately in the twilight period, and she will not know, and she will not know, and she'll think that she was Mishameshes Mitoso on the outgoing day, and actually she was Mishameshes Mitoso on the incoming day. So that's an extra chumre, but basically she should count 4 days over and above the seven. So this requirement of counting 4 days over and above the Zayin Nikiyin is based upon the Shita of the Chachomim, according to our Girsay, the Cheshe Mishleim is Vino. According to Rashi, the Rambam also passed by Chachomim, but he has the Girsay Sagenim, so it's Gimelaynes. So it's only 36 hours. Anyway, these are the Shittas. Now, so the reason is why Rashi mentioned an example of Shimsha B'Zeiv, and as Rishonim say, Rashi means B'Yiseah. B'Zeiv, he doesn't mean B'Zeiv in the Yemei Zivah, but he means B'Zeiv when she was already Zovek Deile. Why didn't Rashi mention an example of Beheter? The answer is, an example of Zovek Deile, Beheter, can only be visualized according to the Chachonim, who say that Shein Shein Yishleim is Bino. So then we can visualize better. But according to all the other Tanoim, not. So that's why Rashi mentioned an example of Shimsha B'Yiseah. Alright. Emeri im shtachat v'shimsha b'heta shetiste al v'pleite achar riyas gimul yomim ritzufim v'kaimelon kirabonon b'ferik rabba akive. The binon sheish eini shleimis. In other words, so the Ri says, according to Rabbanon Rabbi Akiva, the sheish eini shleimis 3 misleis. So mele we can visualize a case of shimsho beheter shetister al deplete. How? Let's say she was mishameshes. She was mishameshes mitoso mitzoyi Shabbos. She was mishameshes mitoso mitzoyi Shabbos. And then she, so it was beheta. But of course it was mitzoyi Shabbos, part of the Sunday day, was amazing. And then she, let's say at 5 p.m., let's say before Shkia, close before Shkia, on Sunday, she had one rib. Then, at 5 p.m. on Monday, she had another rib. At 5 p.m. on Tuesday, she had another rib. So, Mimele, and then she made a bdike, just some of the Shkia, and she was clean. So, Wednesday, she can start counting the Zion Nikim. But since Pilates Shechvazera, within 72 hours, within 3 misles, so let's say if she was Mishameshes Mitoso at midnight, let's say Mitzoy Shabbos, so at midnight, Sunday will be 1 misles, at midnight, Monday will be 2 misles. And at midnight, Tuesday, that's already part of the Wednesday day. So will be 3 misles. And suppose she'll be Pilates before midnight Tuesday at 11 o'clock, at 11 p.m. So Mele makes that Mele. But she made a bdike before Shkia, let's say at 5:45. Shkia was 6. So she made the bdike and she was clean. So she started to count the Zion Nikim on Tuesday night. But since at 11 o'clock she was Pilates, it was still only 71 hours after the Shimush. So Memele, she's Tmeya. So that should be says. So that we can only visualize it according to the Rabbanon. But according to the Anu Tanoim, it's impossible to visualize Pilates Shechvazera Beheta. This is what it is. Iname acharia achas, but acharia achas on midraise, she is only a zove ktane. She doesn't have to count zaynikim, because zaynikim. But vachatikon rabzeire, this is very shimonikim. Altikas dam kichal midrabono. Now, so every woman has a din of zavideile, even if she doesn't. I mean, regardless whether it was in midi or in zive. So mimele. So we visualize it now when it's with Rabbonon, she has a dinner with Zogidei. It's very true, Nikim Altius Chan Chal, the Mistomet Zorich Nam and Nikim, Mizera, the Chen Reiseti. Umikan, Isho, Sheshipsho, Viroa, Somiyad, Eilo, Lahaschil, Lisper, Nikim, Adacha, Yim Dalet. So what is, so this Chumre, that the Rabbonon, that is mentioned, Chonoch, but Teisus mentions it, but Tesis mentions only 4 unclean days over and above Zayin Nikim. Because the 5th day, that's an extra chumre, you see. That is mentioned by the Ramon. Mekan isha sheshimsho, viroa somiyad, eimo lahaschil isper nikim anachim dalit. And another, something else, you see, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, Pesach of the Ramon, so she has to count 5 unclean days. And bein shimsho, bein loy shimsho, she has to count. Even though loy shimsho, if she was separated from the husband for a number of days, so then there is no shoshe, but because of lipluk, so there was a takone by Dil Yisrael because of lipluk, that she has to count in every situation, because otherwise, if we'll tell her, so then there will be takons. But Teisves, that was a takone mucheres by Dil Yisrael. You see, Teisves only mentions, mikan isho sheshimsho viroa somiyat, in lasu. Only shimsho, but if she was not shimsho, they're not. So Memele, we could say that Pilates Shechvazera is not in Zeisea. So he says, Nira de Chozabe, Midloyishive, Vichulay Amroye Savre Perikitidov, Perikitidavid, the Rehab, Visasta of the Rapshime, the Konstantly Rabbon. In other words, because even though Chome Bachome himself raised the Abaye, so we could say it's a suffix, So from the Sheni Mitzmashma, that it's not Isofik. Because what was the Abaya from the Bachomi? The Abaya from Bachomi is whether it is a Tumas Sri or it's a Tumas Maga. And we see from other Gemores that it's a Tumas Sri. And then the Teisa says, and other Sheni, that even according to the Abaya from Bachomi, perhaps it's only Tumas Maga, that's only a limited Rav Shimon, who darshes, who deduces from the Posik that that it's only it's that Piletish Bazera is only Tmeyo if Yotzel Chutz, but if it's not Yotzel Chutz, not, so then it's possible to say it's on the Mele, it has to be says. Behold, the Komar of the Kama, the Achatita, shall it take two mass mafsekis binayim? Abayo, mashal it takes even mafsek binayim? Misho, mainly Chiach, the Rove, Lechosa Bay, the Rove, Lechosa Bay, the horse of my Rebetumas Lady, Shet Neo Zion, Raisin Mishka, for Mesha, for Nide, Ukartio, mashal it takes mafsekis, I will carry the Lysay, Mechod, Loy Mafsi. In other words, so Teisa said before, Vafilu Rove di Polikocha Rome Bachome Nira de Chosav. Because Rove said to Rome Bachome that we cannot say that we let the Sheikh Lazara is Seisir. Because if she is Seisir, if it is Seisir, so then either she has to count 7 clean days in you, or it's not Seisir altogether. Because to be Seisir just one day is inconsistent with the principle that the count has to be a continuous count, an unbroken, uninterrupted count. The count cannot be an interrupted count. So Rove was chazen. In other words, that he does not, Rove ultimately agreed with Rome Bachome that in this case, the count can be realized even though it's broken up, even though it's interrupted. Even though it's interrupted. So, but then there the Gemara, now turn to the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The 13th line from the bottom, Tanya Rab Marinu Seimeir, in Lido in Leda Siseres Bizi. In Leda Siseres Bizi. In other words, if a woman became Mizobek Deir, if a woman became Mizobek Deir, and she started to count, design the key. And in the midst of the Zayinikim, she gave birth to a child. I mean, this is an unusual situation, because the Gemara says that it's possible. I mean, it doesn't have to happen even once a year, if it happens once in 50 years or in 100 years. So, still, the Daloche has to discuss it. But it's an unusual situation. Lady Yabesh, in other words, suppose that she had a Lady Yabesh, without any blood coming out. So it might happen. So, but if there is lady, so then she becomes Tmeyo anyway. If she gives birth to a boy, she's Tmeyo 7 days. If she gives birth to a girl, so she's Tmeyo 14 days. And that does not depend upon the blood coming out. Because that, even if the lady is a lady Abeshne, without any damp, so she becomes Tmei. But there is no Tumas Dam. It's Tumas Leide, without Dam. So, Rav Marina says that if a woman became Mizobek Deir, and she made a B'dikin, and she started to count Zayinikin, and let's say in the midst of the Zayinikin, let's say on the fourth day of the Zayinikin, of the seven clean days, she had a Leide Yabesh, but she's Tomei anyway. If she had a boy, she's Tmeyo 7 days. If she had a girl, she's Tmeyo 14 days, mitzad leide. So that is not say the zim. Iboyalu, Maushetale. It's Rav Meron says that it's not Seisir. But can it be Eilat? Let's say, on the fourth day, so of the Zaynikin, she gave birth a Lydia Besh. And so can that day itself be Eilat? And the next day, so can the fourth day be considered as the fourth day of the Zaynikin, and the next day the fifth day, and then the sixth day, and then the seventh day? Even though the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh are days that on which he is mayor machmas tumas leide without that, so there is a machleket between Abay and Rabbi. Abay omar einus iseres veine. True, it's not seisir. In other words, so let's say, so if Rav Meron hadn't mentioned that chiddush that leide einus iseres. So then I would say that if, let's say, on the fourth day, or on the fifth day, or even on the seventh day, she would have laid the yabesh there, so that then she would have to be say all the 6 days, and then if Rav Meron didn't tell us that chiddush, and after she gets through counting the 7 days of Tumas Leide, or 14 days of Tumas Leide, depending whether it was a boy or a girl. So then she would have to start counting 7 clean days in you. So Rav Meron says no. But Eile it isn't. So, yeah. So that means if, let's say, and she counted 3 days Nejim, and then on the fourth day she had a Leide, So now for the next 7 days, so for the next 14 days, she cannot count them. But after she will have finished counting the Zion Yemitumas Leide or the Dalit Yemitumas Leide, so then she'll have to count 4 more days. But it will not be Seisir. The first 3 days that she counted as clean days prior to her giving birth. This is what Abaye says. And Rabbi says, no, in Sisera's veil. If she doesn't see any dam, if it is Lady Abeshte, so then she can fulfill the Zaynikin even with the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, and the seventh day. But of course, she will not be interested in Baila because she will still be Asur, Machmas Tumas Lady. But the moment she gets through counting the Zion Tumas Leide or the Yudalit Tumas Leide, she can be developed and she'll be Materas Lebal. This is what Rav says. Rav Omar in Sarazvei. Omar Rav Eminu Aminu Tani Vachatito Acharei Achot Lekula Shaloi Tehei Tumah Mafsekes Bnei I Amret Bishloime Eile Hayim Mafsekes Tumah Elo I Amret Eine Eile Afzik Lo Leide. So Rav says Mimon Efshach. Rav Meron says that Seisir it is not. So mainly we have to say that it's ill also, because if you are going to assume it's not ill, so what does it mean? She doesn't lose the 3 days that she counted. So then, after she gets through counting the Yemitumas Leide, she'll have to count 4 7 days. But then she will not have an unbroken, uninterrupted, a continuous count of 7 days. She'll have to be broken up into two portions. 3 days, then you'll have the Yemitumas Leide intervening, and then another 4 days. So it's not a continuous count, and that's not good. So the Raya is that it's Eile too, so the Mele, it's a continuous count. What does Abaye do with that? Abaye Amaloch Shleitu in Tumas Zivam Avzekes Bnei. When do we say that it has to be a continuous count, and it cannot be constituted by counting, let's say, 3 days at one time, and then 4 more days at another time? That is, if a Tumazive intervenes. But if a Tumazleide, not a Tumazive intervenes, it doesn't matter. But Rabbi holds that the Gzeres HaKosuv of a continuous count applies also to a case where the intervening Tume is a Tumazleide. Not only where the intervening Leide is a Tumazive. Oh, so Meile, we could say, now things we said before, that Rove was considered to Rove Vachome. In other words, what is Rove Vachome Shite? that this aloche of the acha echad mikulon. So that only implies that there has to be continuous, uninterrupted, unbroken count in the case where there is an intervening tumas zive, not where the intervening tume is a tumas shechmazera, is a tumas ker. So why does he say that over there we must say according to Rav Marinus? It's ill also, because if it wouldn't be ele, so mele it should be seiser, because otherwise we wouldn't have a continuous count. But if there's a continuous count, applies only to a tumas zive, not to a tumas shechmazera. So doesn't it seem that he didn't concede to Rome Bachome? So he says, no, he did concede to Rome Bachome. Because at first Rove went so far as to apply the Xerzakosu of a continuous count, that it shouldn't be broken up, to apply this aloha of continuous count, even to a case where there is an intervening to masker. So then he conceded to Rome Bachome that this is a sakosu, the continuous count does not apply to a case where there is an intervening to masker. Where there is an intervening to masker. But Mashainkin over there, why? Because to masker is only a tumor of one day. Mashainkin to masleide is also a tumor of Zion. Lucholapoches Zion. Either Zion or Yudalet. So Lucholapoches. It's a tume. It involves a tume of Zayin Yomim. So the melee, it's analogous to a tume zive. Because what's the characteristic of a tume zive? It is mitame. It is mitame the woman for 7 days. And here, Tumas Leide also is mitame the woman for at least 7 days. So the melee, just as the Xerasakosuk applies to a tume zive, which involves tume of 7 days, so it applies also to Tumas Leide that involves at least 7 days. Masheinke, in regard to Tumas Shevazera, which is, involves only a tume of 1 day, the Xerasakosu, Rove was made to Rome Bachome, the Xerasakosu with continuous count does not apply. Here it says, the Hosom Ayre with Tumas Leide, Shet Meyozayim, Vesel Mishkav Meijav Menide, Ukach Koma, Shalitei Mapsekes, Avolker, Alright, now the Gemara. V'chayomim aleihem al pi asmikdosh, rach po peik lelitoach. Certain place. Omar, ii ketzuv em rabbonon hocher, it's la kablap. So rach po said, if there is a Talmud Chochem, so I will visit him. Omar li ha'isavte, so there is a certain elderly woman, she said, ii ke hocher tzuv em rabbonon. V'Rav Shmuel Shmei, V'Tone Masnik, and there's a big lamb, Yei Ravo, may it be that the Tehev Kabra say that you, so apparently this older lady was not a shy woman, so she said to Rav Pope, may it be that you will be like him, she said to Rav Pope. So Omar, V'Nivot Chali, V'Gavei, Shemano, Yere Shemayim. So in other words, so Rav Pope drew the conclusion that Rav Shmuel is a Yerushalayim because of the fact that an elderly woman had such a high opinion of Rav Shmuel. So Ozli Gabei Romli Tur. Romalei Masnisna Adon. So, now, Ein Chayob Malei Al Bias Mikdash Misif, Malei Esa Trumo, Mit Mishlimo Sosofik. So, Tzreifi doesn't require. Even though we are Cheshish, lest the Kusi, Istomei Machmas Beil Nido, so still, but, since it's only Sofik, so you're not tailored, so you have to be tailored tars. Al mi zvegel sabin trum every minu. Al shisho zvegel sabin sat trumo. Al sofi big dam oretz. So we see that we are tailored trumo even when it's a sofi. Trume. Aber av pope ye rabe du lisachu atur al isharom. Hoche ma yaskinon bikusi chove. So in other words, so Rav Shmuel raised him a question and Rav Pope gave it tars. So what was the kasha? Here the Mishnah Stasis points out. Here the Mishnah says that there is no sreife. Why? There is no sreife because of the fact that it's only sofit beil nido. Because the kusi might not necessarily be a beil nido. But besides being a beil nido, so there is a tumas amoretz also. There is a tumas amoretz also. So it should require sreife because of the tumas amoretz. This is what Tesis says. Mishum dikusin maslis amoretzu. Kaporich, midisapri beil nido. Vo katone dal sofit bide amoretz eofi. Avo pshite. Die ik eens weken toe, is geen zeer van alleen is dat rond. Ging toen te blijven en deden, we gaan iets erbij. Alright. So that was the cash. So in other words, the Mishnah should say that it requires reife because of Tumas Amoretz. Okay, so Rav Popi in the Teret, Hoche Mayaskino Mikutsi Chove. In other words, so he's not affected with Tumas Amoretz. But as far, so Rav Popa assumed that even the Kusi Chover, but the Choshe of Beil Nido applies even to the Kusi Chover. This is what Rav Popa assumed. So he said to him, Rav Shmuel said to him, Kusi Chover, Beil Nido Mashvesle. So he didn't have anything to answer. Shavke. So he left the house of Rav Shmuel. He also came to Rav Sime Barash. Omalei my time will be shamsleis. Rav Sime Barash said Rav Popa, why didn't you answer him? Why didn't you answer Rav Shmuel? Because he shetova v'olo v'doras al b'dechover v'az lo b'dechover v'nogu b'trumo v'imishum tumas amoretz otovole v'imishum b'ilnido sofik bo'al b'korev sofik lo'i bo'al b'korev v'intim tloya bo'al b'korev sofik ishlemosi yorek sofik lo'i ishlemosi v'avesvek sveke lo'i safinon trumo. So Rav Sime Barash said that you could have given him the teret, that this Mishneh, it couldn't require sreife on the basis of Tumas Amoretz, because we are dealing with a Kusi Shetova. So if it is the Kusi Shetova, Viola, Vidora, Sal Bidechove, Viazna Bidechove, Vinog Mitrumo, Vimishim Tumas Amoretz, totally. But if he is a Beil Nido, so then if the 7 days that the Beil Nido has to count have not expired yet, so then the Tvilo is no Tvilo. Or we typically mishum Bigde Amoretz. The Oma Ma Bigde Amoretz Medras L'Pusin Oma Le Bikusi Oret. In other words, so there was no Bigde Amoretz. Now let's see the Rashi. So Bigde Amoretz Lomar Bigde Amoretz Imnog Benisrefes Mishim Shem Otomo Yo Vaikusi Name Teipikle Imnog Mishkom Vitrumo Vite Nisrefes Mishim Amoretz U Vead Lo Bigde Amoretz Shavke Rav Popa Lishibuze Mishim Likas Vimoz Likab Rav Sime My Tami Udishan Mas Nisim Nitna Nisir Final Tachten Shol Kusi Satrumo Vikusi Shetov Al Viola Vidor Asal Bidichov Dahayne Mishkov Vinoga Al Medras Vitrumo Loi Boal Vikore Kvarov Vimitimose Visal Kli Tvula Mishim Bigde Amoretz Medras Lepusi Kelim Vakishim Shemidas Mitami Odom Godim Kam Bigde Amoretz Medras Lepusi. Alright, now let's see the Tesis again. V'rimun Als Tvov Sveikes Seyef Nezatrumo Mishim Nikus Mas Nis Amoretzu Kapor Mizatkin Ol Beil Nido Kogotun Alts Bigde Amoretz Seyef Aval Pshite Dikes Vikitu Veshe Seyef Nalim Zatrumo Kein Tum Tum Bilei Ven Obeide. Because we learned in the previous daf that a man is Mitame Bilei Ven and bade them not, even if he has a certain condition, because and it's bloody, so he's not mitame. And the woman is mitame bade them, but believing she's not mitame. Tum tum is sofik zohas of nikeve. So the male he's mitame misofik in both, but same if we're not. So we see that there are many sveikes in respect to which we are not saving the tum. ומסקודת דומה סופית ביל ברוכי, סופית בביקורת, ואפיל ביל ביקורת, שמו משלמוס אליטעם, יורק, לא יוצורך לעשי ספק סווקה, כי פרשת, So in other words, so the Gemara says that here there is this explanation. So Tesis says at first that Gemara didn't have to say because of the Svexviki. Even if there hadn't been a Svexviki, as long as there is no Tumas Amoretz, so maybe we have no difficulty because not all Svekes are the same. So true, certain Svekes we are saving, but other Svekes we don't have to be saving. Oy shemo nir lachme bazek me sofik bide amoretz. Then the second motion Tesis is no. That the reason is why in the case of the Mishnah, we are not saying it because there is a Svexvike. But if there had been just the reason is why we are not saying it because there is a Svexvike. But if there hadn't been a Svexvike, just one Sofik, then this Sofik itself would have the chumre of the Svekes that we are saying. Because if the Sofik of Bigdam Horetz has the Chumre of requiring Sreife, so certainly the Sofik of the Tumay of Beil Nide should have the Chumre of requiring Sreife. In other words, it's two shades and tastes as to whether the Sofik Tumay of Beil Nide requires Sreife or not. Umikan kosha mashi piyosh rashi bekam in Shabbos al masnis in dal vov Sveikis. Al-Sofik miraglai odom, shchenegit miragl behimo. Now, there was Sofik miragl odom that is, was found next, close to miragl behimo, upireish, yahashlish li istapik shemashol behimoim. Since close to this unknown miraglaim, there is determined miraglaim of behimo. So, in Mele, there is a Sofik. Maybe the unknown miraglaim is also made behimo. So, then it's not mitame. So we have his Svek. So we see the contrast is Pshat. This Mishneh in Taras Perik Dalet says in effect that we are saying there are certain Svekes, even Svek Sveke, that we are saying the Tumah. In other words, because one of these Svekes we listed there in that Mishneh is Sofik Miraglodom that was found next to Miragloveimo. So there are two Svekes, two Tzdodim, to say that it's Toya. First of all, maybe this unknown Miraglaim is a Miraglaim of Behemoth, Miraglaim of Behemoth is not Tomei. And assuming that it's Miraglaim of an Odom, maybe it's not of an Amoretz. So that is not Mitamei. And still the Mishnah mentions it among the Svekes that require Sreive. So we see, I mean, that's contrary to our Gemara, because in our Gemara it's mashma that there is no Svek that requires Sreif. V'ochem mashma Svek Sveike in Sif, u'miloi l'hashviz zeres chachom. Dipomim nira lem l'hachmir afilu Svek Sveike. Now, Tesis doesn't give the klolim why this yes, this not. The chachomim knew what they are doing. But Tesis says, we ourselves cannot compare one Sofik or another. So there might be certain svekes that even the svek sveke, when there is a svek sveke litaye, and the chachom lo machmir. V'ramitam pirei shoso chiven dehim kineged miragle dehim o vaday nevi chovimei the yisroel oyem ifne litzdodim kidoma be'anzok. So in other words, because if it was found next to miragle dehim o, that means not in a deserted place, but in the middle of the street. So that's a raya that the miraglayim is of Nidikhovim, the Israel, the Amotanua. Vikoshe dafilu vadayim, the Israel, seyofim, mishim dishemo, da amoretze, kidisafinon, al sofikarekin, and imtsoi, veid, the atumede Nidikhovim, the safinon truma. So in other words, Tesis has just the reverse pshat of Rashi. In other words, because Rashi called it Rashi's pshat, so connected miragl behemo, so that means so there is a svek sveke. He says just the reverse, because if miragl, we don't know what kind of miraglaim it is. But we found them next to miraglaim that are definitely of the behemoth. And we see that this unknown miraglaim doesn't look the same. So that's a raya that this is not maybe a miracle deimo. Because if this too had been miracle deimo, it would look like the other miracle deimo. So those mikashem shel deimo shel deimo shel legel v'lekel es vikachas. So we know that it is miraglayim of nodom. But the question is it of an amoret or v'chomer? So it's only one sofik. That seems it's only one sofik. So it involves only one sofik. So that's why it requires reiki. Avol imoyo v'establish a heimo little loyav esalf in havel esvexel. In other words, so according to Rashi's pshat, it's mash, it's muchach that there could be that even a svexelke could require reiki. According to Teisve, so if it's next week, so it certainly doesn't require Sreike. So then it is lying without the mark. So Gemara says, Shedoras al big the chob. So Rav Sime Barashe applied the Mishnah to a case of a kusi who was first David. And then he was Deiris al big the chob. And then the big the chob, the kusi, was Deiris, after he was Deiris, came in contact with Truma, and the Kusi did not wear any Kusi. Shedoras al big the Chob. Veheim nogu bitruma. So, in other words, so the Kusi was Deiris al big the Chob. And then, he was this big the Chob. That they saw came in contact with truma. V'hod lo eike, kidin shenoga hakusi bitruma. And so he also had a svek sveike. In other words, because maybe it's loy boal bikorei. V'im timzalim abol bikorei. Sofik ishlimosi yorek, sofik loy ishlimosi. So, because the Mishnah mentions Mishkaftach. So, in other words, so the Mishnah is discussing the case of the Medres. So that's why Rav Simon Barashe applied it to a case of Doras al Bigechob. Now, because you are it, we hold the law, Kigesh Doras Biraglei, Yochi. Why does the Gemara have to apply the Mishnah to a case where the Kusi was not wearing any Pkodim at all? Why couldn't we say that he was wearing Pkodim? But he was there is Biragla Yochi. Mishum, so his Teisa says, Mishum Im Hoyolovush Pkodim, She Yoshua Leia Mishnah Nido. Because if he was wearing, let's say, Godim, She Yoshua Leia Mishnah Nido, Aval Gav, the Tobal, Have of Atume, Gidoma. So even though he was Teveil, so the Mele, because the Kashi of the Gemara was Dal Tumas Beil Nide, but he should be Tome Mitzat Tumas Amoretz. Mitzat Tumas Amoretz. And by Tumas Amoretz, Estesis will point out in the big taste of the Tekrib Shimsimir Ad Amoretz. So the Chachomim Morgeis, there are two kinds of tumas. In regard to the mayones of Namoretz, so then the Chachomim Morgeis are tume and the mayones of the Namoretz per se, like Isaac. But in regard to the Mishkafumeshav of Namoretz, the Chachomim were not geizer and tume. But the only reason is why the Chachomim Morgeis are tume and the Mishkafumeshav of Namoretz is because since they are not Zoya, in Tumah Mitare, they don't know the name of Tumah Mitare, and they are not Zoyer in Tumah Mitare. So Bimele, the Amoretz is very likely to sit all the time on the Godim of Ishtinidon. And so on the Godim of Ishtinidon. So he says, God loik, he gish kishtoras beragli yochid, shundim hoyolovush Godim, she yoshvali Ishtinidon. So what the veil is, and according to Teisves, the Tumas Medres, as far as Mishka Fulmeisha of Amoretz is concerned, so that is not a Tume of Amoretz per se. It's only because of the Godim of Ishte. And let's say if he's not married, so then that if the Amoretz is not married, so that Tume doesn't apply. In regard to Tumas Mayones, So it applies even to an unmarried Amoret. So he says, Dim hoyolovush, godim, shir yoshva leyed mishnimido, afal gavdi tobal, have avatum. Because if, let's say, mishnimido set on certain godim, so that those godim, so are a medres of a nido, and the medres of a nido, so the halach is, if somebody is nesei the medres, the mishdaf or meishav of a nido, so he's an avatum. Afal gav v'tobal av avatum kilometres kianim v'aneisei sa medres harim tam v'shnayim u'peis lecht. In other words, if someone is carries the medres of his av, or the medres of his ove, or the medres of inido, so then, harim mitam shnayim, so the neisei is considered an avatum. So if the neisei is considered as, so the one who carries, let's say the godim shen yoshva lo mishne nido, that means he is a neisei medres of inido. So the mele, he has, as long as he is neisei the medres of the nido, himself has a status of an avatume. So if he touches a certain person, so that person becomes a vish. Then that person who was touched by the person who was wearing the godim shiosh vali mishni nido, if he touches, let's say trumo, so it becomes a shemi. And if that teiche, so that's it, avim tamishnai. But then, and if that teiche, which is a shemi, will come in contact with another trumo, so then the other trumo will become a shlishi. And by trumo, you have a shlishi. So that's why that other eichel is called pesel. Because when can you use the word tome when it can be transmitted further? But if it cannot be imparted further, then you have to use the word pesel. So, hariyom tamish naim pesel echot, likach meike bioi. So the mele, we couldn't, the Gemara, Rav Simba Rashi, couldn't apply the Mishneh to a case of Doras Biragle Yochi, because if he's not an Orim, that means, if he's not an Orim, it means that he's wearing Bgodim. So the mele, and if the Bgodim, and the Bgodim are likely to have been godim upon which Ishtinido sat on them, so the male is a medras of Inido, and so he's wearing those godim, so he's in Aisi medras of Inido, and in Aisi medras of Inido is an ab. He's an ab. So the male in this case, he stepped. And the big dechovea, so that becomes a rishi, and then this big dechovea came in contact with the trumo, so the trumo becomes a sheni, so it should require streife and the score of tumas amoretz, So why does the Mishnah say that because of his sofik, so it doesn't require streife? That's why the Rav Simba Barashe has to apply the Mishnah to the case of kusyon. The kachmei came. So what if tzorem? The pirish na medres lohoyo el rishi. So but then we can still ask. So what if right now, when he stepped on the big dechovea, so he didn't have any clothes on, but if he was wearing the clothes, let's say 5 minutes before or an hour before, so at that time he was an av. So he's an av. So the mele. So he becomes. So he should be able to be mitame as an av, even after he stripped himself of the body. So the halacha is that when do we say that a neisei of a medres, of a nido, of his av or his ovo, has a status of an av only as long as he is neisei that. But the moment he is not neisei, even though he was a neisei before, so we do not say that he is still an av, because before, half an hour ago, he was neisei. So we kach meikim yorim, the shepiris min ha-medres lo-yo lo-gishim. He only has a status of an av as long as he wears those body. But the moment he takes off those body, so then he doesn't have a status of an av. But since he had a status of an av, why we have the body man? So now he has a status of a rishi. But if he has a status of a rishi, So Mimele, when he touches the Bigde Chomer, so the Erishin cannot be Mitame Kelim, cannot be Mitame Bodim. L'kach mekibon, shibir the Melo Erishin, amin to the sky, Kelim, the Mitame Kli, the Havi Motzal Neima, so the Tesis says, Rav Simcha Rashi could have mentioned another situation. Kishihitzu gam abgodim, o yishalovash, Bigde Chomer. All right. So in other words, the Gemara didn't have to say Kusi Orem Dafke. It doesn't make any difference whether Kusi Orem or let's say he's wearing the Bgodim, but the Bgodim that he is wearing now, he was also table. So Mimele, so if it became so that Tumah was Poka. So we only have the Shaila of Tumas Beilnid. Oh, Beilnid Mashles Lu, Viu Sova Shu Chovel Milalme, Ubezei Sova Lazim Tevach in Abayinson. Now, Bnei Sdukim, Bizman Shenu Agu Lechez Bidarki Abiseyem, Harein Ki Kuzies, Pirsu Lechez Bidarki Yisroel, Harein Ki Yisraelis, Rabi Yisayim Elei Lomen Ki Yisraelis, Achi Yifrisu Lechez Bidarki Abiseyem. Now, the previous Mishnah discussed Kuzim. Now, this Mishnah discusses Sdukim. Sdukim. So, the Mishnah says that Bnei Sdukim, Bizman Shenu Agu Lechez Bidarki Abiseyem, Harein ki kusies, piyosu leches bidarki Yisrael, harein ki Yisrael is. Rabbi Yisei Meir, leilom hein ki Yisrael is, achi yifnisu leches bidarki Abiseyem. So in other words, Rabbi Yisei says that stam bas tzduki has a din as Yisrael is. In other words, that the women of the tzduki were much better, according to Rabbi Yisei, than the men among the tzduki. So the Gemara says, Ipoyel, Stomimah, what, according to the Kam, Stam Bnei Sduki, what kind of status does she have? Tosh, Bnei Sduki, Mitman Shnei Yisrael, like we say, Ayin Kusiyas, Hostome Ki Yisraelis, Eim Yisrael, Eim Yisrael, Eim Yisrael, Eim Yisrael, Hostome Ki Kusiyas, Eim Yisrael, Eim Yisrael, Tosh, Now, Rabbi Yisei Meleilom in Ki Yisraelis, Achi Yifrisu Lolechet Bidarka Abiseyem. So then, they don't have a din of Yisraelis. Michlal, so that's Rabbi Yisei. Michlal, Tanikam is so far, Stomik, because he is Shmanema. So in other words, that there is a machleke between Tanikam and Rabbi Yisei, as to whether Stam Kusis, Stam Tzdukis, has the din like Kusi, or has a din of Yisraelis. Of Israelis. Now let's see Rashi. Stomi Mile Tanikami Domino Agu like Daka Visena, Kusis, Pierce like Daki Israel, Israel Stomima, Achieve is our stomach Israelis, Michal Tanikami, Stomachy Kusis, Ton Rabonon, Mice is Duke Echot, Shesi Pelkin God Bishuk, Vinitso Tsipay Tineo, Mipi, Vino Flori King Godu, Alp Godov, Eri Kupon of Shocking Godu. Misiores doesn't mean they are afraid, it means they have respect for the Prusi. That's what it means. So Umaris Dam Lachachom, Amarab Yesi, Pkimonu Bohem Yesem Hakir, Vehei Maris Dam Lachachomim, Chutz Mishachas, Shoshem Shonesenu, Shoshem Dam Lachachomim Umesu. So the only choshe that a King God will have, is maybe the tzdukim were not midagdik in the dinei nidon. That's the only reason as to why he had a choshe the King God. But apart from the tumas nido, he had no problem the King God. But the chachamim were geize here, and I'm horetz that he should have a tumah of zovim. So, Mimele, apart, true that they were midagdik in dinei nidon. Misiores minaprusim, marizdam lechachomim. But they are tumim anyway because they have a din of zavim. They have a din of zavim. So, what kind of a tumah is it here? That the tumah is mayonis. Because the reik, let's say, the spittle of a zav is an aratumah. So Mimele sees the Chachomim or Gezer Tumen and Amoretz that they should have Tumah Zavim. So Mimele, their spittle, their ache is Mitame. So what avail is the fact that they are Maris Dam Chachomim, But she mitame anyway because of the tumas amores, the tumas zomi. Omar Abayim is duki chob. Is duki chob. Omar Rov is duki chob. Abayim is the mashes lay. El Omar Rov. El Omar Rov. Regel ha. Tumas amores. Bi regel kitar shabim rabbonon. Yersiv. Yesef kol ish Yisrael liya ki shechot chaverim. Hakosuv osom kulon chaverim. Hakosov was of Kulam Haveri. Reglab. But right, the Rashi before. The Rikoponov Horley, she meet me up Godov. We kill him King Godley, so he shall do kill him, Shealo, in Mishlim on Gam Yorikoloi. Kimonobe, and in Majami, she is to Kim, she shochinoi. We take with Afila Moritz, Israel, then we pay on Nigo Kalmans in Eva, the Moritz, and Tame, calls Man Shirach, so you may Israel go more than Moritz. Amoretz doesn't mean someone who is not alone. Amoretz means someone who is not Zoya b'mitzvahs. That's what Amoretz means. So even Yisroel Gomu, if he's an Amoretz, so the Chachomim Morgizir, Tuma Zobi, Ani, so the Melech the King Godel should have been Tommy, should have considered himself Tommy anyway. Anyway. So Tzogimor says, so Rabbi says that this happened on Yom Tov. Now there is a special halacha that and Yom Tev, Boregel, so there is no Tumas Amoretz. No Tumas Amoretz. Kitar Shabon Boregel, Avos Duki Distome, not Boregel, Avos Duki Distome Beyonidu. So naturally, it doesn't make any difference as far as the Tumas Beyonidu is concerned, it doesn't make any difference, Regel or not Regel. It's only in regard, it's only in regard to the Tumas. To the Tumas Amoretz, that there is a distinction between regular and atrayim. Nei nami Tumas Amoretz leke Tumas Beil Nidik. How do we know that Tumas Amoretz is does not apply on regel? Because dechsi vayesif kol ish Yisroel Elohia ki shechot chaverim hakosuf osom kulo chaverim. So there it's in. In the episode of Pilegesh Megivo, Umineish Ma'inon, because man she is soil and sofim, the mokmechot korum chaveri, viregel hainasi. Now the question is, how can we explain this halach? In other words, Rishenim say, you'll see, I mean, there is a machlekes Rishenim. So, teis v'shite, this teis v'es, the typical mishim tzneir adam moretz. So, teis v'shite is, what Teisa said as follows. We're not going over the whole Teisa right now, but just the first two lines. We typically mishim tzeneira da moretz, davki lin tzeneira osu kizav, she'ef shal nizoya v'yechilin lamen bo, avol chumri yisirek in mishka v'meishav, v'yhesed v'yosu kizav. V'yosu kizav. So Teisa shite is that the chachomim when they are gazi al tum azov im ala moretz, they only applied it to mayonis. To mayonis. In other words, but not to the Mishkaf u'Meishav. Of course, the Maga of an Amoretz is certainly Tami, like the Maga of Zav. It wouldn't be Shayach, it wouldn't be conceivable that if the Amoretz touches someone, so that person who is touched by the Amoretz does not become Tami. And if the spittle of the Amoretz falls upon someone, it would become Tami. That is inconceivable. But, so, Tesis means that in addition to the Tumas Magir of an Amoretz himself. So there is also the Mayonis Amitam. The Mayonis, let's say, Reike, Miraglo of the Amoretz is Mitame, just as the Reike Miraglo of a Vizav is Mitame. But the Mishkaf Meisha of an Amoretz is not Mitame, even though the Mishkaf Meisha of Vizav has a din of Alatume, but the Gabi Mishkaf Meisha, the Chachonim did not apply the Tumas of. So Tesis explains it. Dafkel in Tzineir osu kizav, she'ef shal izoya, v'yechilim la'amin bo. V'yechilim la'amin bo. Aval chumri yisere, because if Jews would have to be on guard, not to be subjected to the tumes mayones of Amoretz, then it will not impose a great hardship, because all they'll have to do is not to come in contact with the spittle or the miraglayim of Amoretz. That's not so difficult to fulfill. Masha'in came in the Chachomim, had applied the Tumas Mishka for Meisha of Izav, Ligab Amores, and then it would mean that a Yisrael cannot with impunity. Not that it would be Osir, because there is no Yisrael to be Mitami himself. But the Chachomim were never Gezer, that you're not allowed to touch an Amoretz. So the Chachomim were only Gezer if somebody comes in contact with an Amoretz, so it becomes Tommy. But there is no Yisrael. But if the Chachomim would apply the Tumas Mishka from Eishav also to Amoretz, so then it would mean that anyone who sits on a chair, on a couch, on a bed, that an Amoretz ever said, he becomes Tommy. Well, that would impose a great hardship, and that would be an excessive restriction upon the commingling between Amoretz and Chover. So because of that,